Basketball was over and the boys were all playing great ball. The cabaret was quiet all except for a gun in the hall. The cabaret was lifted and the game wheel shut down. Anyone with any sense already had left town. He was standing in the corner looking like the Jack of Hearts. He moved across the mirrored room, set it up for everyone, he said. And everyone commenced to do what they had done before he turned their head. He walked up to a stranger and he asked him with a grin, "Could you kindly tell me, friend, what time the show begins?" And he moved back to the corner, face down, like the Jack of Hearts. Backstage, the girls were playing five cards, stood beside the stairs. Lily held two queens, she was hoping for a third to match her pair. The side streets were filling up, the windows open wide. A gentle breeze was blowing, you could feel it from inside. Lily called another bet and drew up the Jack of Hearts. Big Jim was no one's fool, he owned the town's only dynamite. He made his usual entrance, looking so dandy and so fine. With his bodyguard and a silver cane in every narrow place, he took whatever he wanted and he laid it all to waste. But his bodyguard and silver cane were no match for the Jack of Hearts. Rosemary combed her hair and drove a carriage into town. She entered through the side door, looking like a queen without a crown. She batted her false eyelashes and whispered in Jim's ear, "Silent darling, man, but he didn't seem to hear. He was staring into space over at the Jack of Hearts. I'm sure I've seen that face before." Big Jim was thinking to himself, maybe down in Mexico, a picture up on somebody's shelf. Well, the crowd began to stamp their feet and the house lights did dim. And in the darkness of the room, there was only Jim and him, staring at the butterfly who just drew up a Jack of Hearts. She was fair-skinned and delightful like a child. She did whatever she had to do. She had a certain flash every time she smiled. She'd come anywhere from a broken home with lots of strange affairs, with men from every walk of life, which took her everywhere. But she never met anyone quite like a Jack of Hearts. Hanging judge came in unnoticed and was being wined and dined. Sound of the drilling in the wall kept up and nobody paid it any mind. It was no one all around and Lily had Big Jim's ring. And nothing ever would come between Lily and the king. No, nothing ever would except maybe the Jack of Hearts. Rosemary started drinking hard, watching her reflection in the knives. She was tired of the attention, tired of playing the role of Big Jim's wife. She'd done all the bad things, even once tried suicide. She wanted to do just one good deed before she died. She was gazing to the future, riding on the Jack of Hearts. Lily took her dress off and buried it away. As he luck ran out, she laughed at him. "I guess he must have known it would someday. Be careful not to touch the wall, there's a brand new coat of paint. I'm glad to see you all still alive, you're looking like a saint. down the hallway. Footsteps were coming from the Jack of Hearts. The backstage manager was pacing all around his chair. There's something funny going on, he said. I can just feel it in the air. He went to find the hanging judge, but the hanging judge was drunk. The leading actor hurried by in the costume of a monk. There was no actor anywhere better than Jack of Hearts. No one knows the circumstance, but they say that it happened pretty quick. Dressing room door burst open and a Colt revolver clicked. And Big Jim was standing there, y'all couldn't say surprised. Rosemary beside him, steadying her eyes. She was with Big Jim, but she was leaning to the Jack of Hearts. Two doors down, the boys finally made it through the wall. They cleaned out the bank safe. It said that they made up with quite a haul. In the darkness by the riverbank, they waited on the ground for one more member who had business back in town. But they couldn't go no farther without Jack of Hearts. Next day was hanging day, the sky was overcast and black. Big Jim lay covered up, killed by a penknife in the back. Rosemary on the gallows, she didn't even blink. Hanging judge was sober, he hadn't had a drink. The only person on the scene missing was the Jack of Hearts. Cabaret was closed and the sign said shut down for repairs. Lily had already taken all the dye out of her hair. She was thinking about her father, whom she very rarely saw. She was thinking about Rosemary and she was thinking about the law. But most of all, she was thinking about the Jack of Hearts. Thinking about the Jack of Hearts. Tell you a Jerry story. Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll take a little break and see if I can think of one.